Thank you, Chair. Deputy Secretary General, Honorable Excellency, Distinguished Delegates, ladies and gentlemen, the Asia-Pacific Group aligns itself with the statement delivered by the Afghanistan on behalf of 77 in China. The group congratulates Cecilia on her election as chair and Ms. Charlene von der Beek on her election as vice chair Kamrapota. The group assures you of its support to successful conclusion of this meeting. The group also thanks the Deputy Secretary General for her useful briefing on the activities undertaken by the UNCTAD. The group is pleased to note that UNCTAD continues to give priority consideration to the needs and interests of developing countries. In 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic impacted the planned deliverables and activities of UNCTAD. The impact included changing the approach and the format of certain planned meetings and activities from in-person to virtual and postponement of others to after 2020. Specific examples of this impact included, most importantly, the postponement of UNCTAD 15 World Investment Forum. Furthermore, a number of capacity building events, including some courses on key issues on the international economic agenda, as of paragraph 166 of Bangkok Plan of Action, could not be organized virtually, were also postponed to 2021. The group expresses satisfaction that, despite significant impact of COVID-19 pandemic on UNCTAD program of work and associated deliverables, the organization quickly adapted online working methodology to advance trade and development related issues of developing countries. Ms. Chairperson, the group takes note of the proposed program plan for 2022 and program performance for 2020 as contained in document TD/B/Working Party 81/CRP.1. The group pleased to note that UNCTAD sub-program activities are aligned with the relevant agendas. However, implementation across sub programs on certain areas requires attention. The group wishes to highlight the following five areas which are of prime interest to developing countries and emphasize that UNCTAD should focus on these areas across its five sub programs. One, to advance inclusive and sustainable development in developing countries through evidence based economic policies and strategies, including North-South cooperation, complemented but not substituted by South-South and triangular cooperation. Two, to continue its efforts for sustainable productive investment in developing countries and support member states on issues related to COVID-19 by providing an assessment of the impact of the pandemic on investment, global value chains, and enterprise development, as well as policy advice frameworks and tools during the recovery phase and beyond. Third, continue to assist developing countries to harness innovation and technology, including e-commerce and digital economy, improve trade logistics and increase human capacities for inclusive and sustainable trade and development. Fourth, to continue the work related to blue economy and supporting small island developing states and coastal developing countries in realizing economic benefits from the sustainable use of marine resources in line with its mandate. Fifth, to enhance the effective integration of Africa, the least developing countries, and other group of countries in special situations, LLDCs, SAIDs, and other structurally weak, vulnerable, and small economies into global economy, through fostering structural transformation, through diversifying their service sectors, reducing vulnerabilities, and developing domestic productive capacities. Ms. Chairperson, the group understands that the proposed program plan for 2022 is based on the assumption that the proposed deliverables and activities in 2022 will be feasible to implement. However, if the pandemic continues to further impact the planned deliverables and activities, these would be adjusted in 2022 within the scope of the overall objectives, strategies, and mandates. Any such adjustments would be reported as part of the program performance information. Finally, regarding evaluation, the group considers that evaluation is not only an accountability tool, but an important instrument for further improving the performance. Feedback received through evaluation helps in future decision making. The group encourages secretariat to looking into ideas that how the feedback loop can be further strengthened. The group expresses satisfaction that evaluations completed in 2022 have guided the proposed program plan for 2022. Thank you.